Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the world according to Velvet. This is Velvet reporting live from Rocks and Things for our weekly, well, almost weekly, live from Rocks and Things, wacky, freeform, freaky Friday. And so we're here today. I have a guest here who may or may not talk because she may or I may not or may not be able to engage her. She's a little shy, so I'm hoping to pull her out. And if she wants, we'll say her name. Anyway, we're here today, conjunct the center of the galaxy. Okay, what does that mean, you say? Well, I'm going to make this up. But when I looked at the astrology chart for the full moon for this latitude, Whitefish, I'm sure Kalispell is right there, kind of in the band, the latitude that we're in, the rising sign of the chart was 22 degrees Sagittarius. 22 degrees Sagittarius is conjunct the center of the galaxy.
Wow.
Yes. And it was a full moon in Capricorn. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the chart, but I kind of, as a a theoretical astrologist, I don't know what you want to call me, I kind of do some astrology charts, but I don't consider myself an astrologer because maybe I'm an astrological geometric observer. I observe the geometries of the chart, and what was pointed out to me by the chart was this finger of God that is very specific to this latitude. So because the rising sign of the full moon chart in Capricorn was 22 degrees, there is this energy that is coming from the center of the galaxy right now that we get to work with, anybody in this area at this latitude, okay? Finger of God pointing the midheaven, and the midheaven in an astrology chart is sort of our big work in the world, okay? It was pointing at from the midheaven, it was sextiling Venus and Jupiter in Leo, and a finger of God was pointing down to Chiron in Pisces. Okay, what does that mean? Well, I'm going to make something up. So as I perceived it, that full moon in Capricorn was a kind of like a wake-up call for here in the valley. One of one of our gifts in this valley. So with a midheaven at 21, 22 degrees Libra, how I see that, it's about the scales of justice, bringing harmony and balance in the world and in our relationships. Because Libra is about the other. Libra is also tied to justice and balance. It's the only astrology sign that doesn't have an animal or a man as its symbol, its scales, okay? So then that sextile Venus and Jupiter in Leo, and Leo is about the heart, it's about creative expression, Venus is about what we value and what we love, and Jupiter expands all of that heart energy. Leo is also a lion, so kind of what that brings to my awareness is the story of the Eyes of Ra. You know about this Eyes of Ra?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so the Eyes of Ra were these mythical goddesses in Egyptian mythology that Ra, who was the sun god, sent the Eyes of Ra to the planet at a time that it had been overrun with off-planet beings that were raping the resources of the planet and enslaving humans. So in that mythology, Ra sends the Eyes of Ra to Earth, and they were in their fiery lioness form. And they were just like, they had these big ass swords, excuse my French, I do speak French. They had these big swords, and they were just like wiping out these beings that were raping the planet. But humans they weren't considering humans at all. They didn't care about humans. They just were there to help the planet, to protect the planet. So they were starting to wipe out the humans until Ra said, well, you know, humans have a role in the divine plan, and we don't want to have them eliminated at this point. So he sends Thoth, who is also the same energy as Mercury, to Earth to kind of rein these girls in. And so Mercury, or Thoth, to Tehuti, that's his other Egyptian name, Tehuti, I like that name, he gives them pomegranate juice and beer, and these fiery lion-headed goddesses cool down into these earth goddesses. Hathor is one, the goddess of love, and she uses song and sound for healing and to for love, right? So that sextile with the midheaven in Libra and Venus and Jupiter in Leo feels like it. We're calling on that Hathor energy, that Eye of Ra energy, but we kind of already saw that it didn't work to be all fiery. We need to call on this earth goddess energy, right, who is here to restore justice and harmony and love on the planet. And she is pointing at Chiron in Pisces, which is representative of the last 2,000 years of wounding from the Catholic Church, from governments, from all those systems that separated humans from their souls, from their source of spirit. Okay, so what does that mean for Whitefish? I don't know, but, or the valley, but I get the sense of whether it's this larger community, and I think there's a lot of people that are gathering here because they have tools to help others. You know, like, you know, I do reflexology, I've got my rocks, don't mess with me, I've got my rocks, I've got my crystal bowls now, I've got the store, I have all these tools, and then all of these people, like you, for example, come in here because they also have gifts to share. Do you want to just, I know you don't want to tell your name unless you want to tell your name, but tell me what gifts that you bring to our community.
Well, I am currently being a health coach and a life coach, and I bring sound. I love sound healing, and that's one of my modalities. I'm teaching meditation, visualization, and helping people to heal their bodies and their minds and their spirits.
So what I was saying is exactly true. So I don't want to speak for you, but I know you have talked about a connection to the Hathors before. Yes. And using sound for healing, sound, the love of sound, and our voices to bring healing to others. So that feels like that goes right in line with what I see about this area.
Yes.
And as a Hathor, or as a physical representative of an Eye of Ra, whether you're that or not, it's not for me to say, but I think there's a lot of those who are here to use all of their healing tools to restore and remember the human collective. Some of us work, and you're Pisces too, and so Pisces really work on the collective. So as a Pisces, we tap into the collective. And so any work we do for ourselves, we do for the collective. And every time a person comes into us, we are helping to shift the collective. Okay? And so I think it's no mistake that you're here today when we're talking about this whole finger of God. So because we have been separated, most humans on the planet, in some form or another, were separated from their soul. A lot of people have come back to that connection, but there's still millions, if not billions, of people who are not connected to their souls and their source of spiritual power. And so as I bing into the next topic, we are on the eve of Independence Day for our esteemed country, the United States of America, which is really a funny thing to say because we are like at each other's throats right now. I don't see anything united about the States of America, except for, well, never mind, we're not going to go there. So anyway, I've been thinking a lot about independence and sovereignty and slavery, and I'm doing a yoga kriya that's really for men. Well, it's out of the men's book, right? And there's a thing that says you are not enslaved. The only way you're enslaved is by your reaction to others. So nobody can enslave us unless we allow it. So as we move into the Independence Day, I think we, each of us as citizens of the world, not just the United States, citizens of the world, are you free? Have you been enslaved by your beliefs? Have you been enslaved by your addictions? Have you been enslaved by your family patterns or cultural patterns? And so are you free?
I've definitely been working on that. Right now I use Ho'oponopono and get back to zero point and change the meaning of what's happening to me to where it gets to divinity and then rebuilds itself with higher levels of emotion.
Do you want to give us an example?
Well, when you use Ho'oponopono, I simply say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And it reminds me that I am giving meaning to whatever's happening to me and that I can change that meaning. And it heals whatever lower vibrational emotions that I'm experiencing.
And so then that goes right back to you. Every time you do that, you reclaim your sovereignty.
Yes, most definitely.
And it also brings me to this other notion that when you say it for another,
yes,
you take responsibility for that which you see outside of yourself, inside of yourself. And so that brings me back to Freaky Friday. Because I was thinking about, you know, there's some Fridays in here that I feel like are Freaky Fridays. And what that means, I don't know if you guys ever watched Walt Disney when you were a kid, or the new, I guess it was a new version, but Freaky Friday was all about these, a teenage mother and her daughter, and they weren't getting along at all. And then one Friday, they woke up in each other's bodies. And to me, that if we could walk a mile in another's shoes, if we could for one day experience 24 hours in the life of a person that we judged, we would, our whole perspective on that person would shift. We would have compassion, if nothing else. I think you can't walk, you can't be in somebody else's body, and especially with an awareness like we have now. I mean, if we have the awareness, like even if we have tools like Ho'oponopono or watching whatever reaction comes up without judging it, then we have the ability to move into compassion for all the ways that people are enslaved by their reactions to others or their trauma that they haven't been able to move past, or their stories that they haven't been able to move past. So I would like to dedicate this day to Freaky Friday. May you put yourself in another's shoes as you go through this day and through this whole weekend, right? This Independence weekend. Watch the people that you judge. Watch what comes up for you and what is your judgment about. And then I don't suggest anybody take over anybody else's body, okay? That's called possession, and I think, I know possession is 9/10 of the law, but we're not going to go there. That's a whole nother topic. However, I think humans are wired for empathy. And if we could just have a little empathy for others, especially the ones we judge the most. There was a prophecy. I don't know if you remember talking about it, but there was a prophecy that I heard, since I've been in the store, but it said humans would become, they would remember, or they would reawaken to their empathy. And if they had a bad thought about somebody or wanted to do something bad, they would immediately feel the consequences in their own body. They would feel immediately, as soon as they thought it, what it would feel like to have that happen. And so people would stop being bad to each other.
Yeah.
And I ask that you have empathy.
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay. And so empathy, I think for me, empathy is a very physical thing. I feel it physically. Because I think we're Pisces, right? So it's easy for us to get our noses in other people's business. But I understand that air signs, they think about what other people feel. What would it be like? They think about it. So I don't think they experience empathy the same way. I don't have any idea how fire signs, I think earth signs can be very empathetic physically. As you're walking down the streets, as you're interacting with people, if you can get out of your head for a moment, unless you're a Libra or Aquarius or Gemini, because you might be thinking about this, can you just be in the presence of somebody for a moment and just watch what comes up? And I think if we just have that awareness, then we can be different in our relationships. So anyway, I thought I'm glad I thought of that. So anyway, my friend is stepping out of the room, so I'm going to have to make stuff up for a bit until she comes back. So I guess I'm going to switch topics again. I feel a little bit like a butterfly today. Jan and I got back we went to a trade show last weekend. It was a trade show for Conscious Living. That is an organization that has evolved since I became acquainted with it. They used to call it New Age Trade Show. Now they call it a Trade Show for Conscious Living. And to me, that shift is important because I think there's a lot of I've had a lot of shifts in my awareness about the New Age movement versus conscious living. I mean, I went to a trade show, and they used to call it the New Age Trade Show. Now they call it a Trade Show for Conscious Living. New Age, in my opinion, has a lot of spiritual bypasses. I mean, it's not always really grounded in reality. And I know I've gone through that phase in my spiritual awakening. And so now I'm using different language because I don't feel like I'm a New Age person anymore. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. But what we did get when we went to the trade show is we brought home some crystal balls. And since we have another music person here, I'm going to tell you what I understand that these bowls do. And if, can I say your name?
Sure.
Melinda, what's your last name? Hartman. Melinda Hartman, that's right. How I understand these bowls, they work with sound waves, okay? And in my understanding, let's say you have a blockage in your third eye. Okay, that note for the third eye, this is a general, prescription, you might say. It may not be 100% accurate for each individual, but if this note is an A, and so if I play an A, that A has a certain frequency, a certain bandwidth, a certain color, and it's going to come in a wave, and if you have a block in your third eye, it's going to start stirring it up. And so sometimes that wave may cause an energetic shift. It can cause an emotional shift and a physical shift. There are some people who say these bowls do not work on the physical. I don't think I agree with that. They may not directly hit the physical, but I think they come through the body into the physical because
we are energy.
Yes.
Right.
Right. But there are people who go, oh, they don't work on the physical. But I don't really believe that because we are not just physical. So anyway, we brought a seven chakra set home for the shop. So they're down here. Come here and ring the bowl. Ring my bowl. Ring my bowl. Okay, so moving on. We also came back with a lot of cool rocks. So we brought back some stones that have been treated by man. And what I mean is they are regular quartz that have been processed in a particular way that changes the color of them. And when I first opened the store, I was really judgmental of any stone that wasn't pulled from the earth. I didn't even like polished stones. I wanted them raw and I wanted them rough. But now, so somebody special ordered a particular, it was called Angel Ore Quartz, and so I was judging it. Sorry, Angel Ore Quartz. Yeah. And hi there. Patty! Oh my gosh, we might have to switch. I'm on my Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Do you want to be on the show?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, we'll talk more about the rocks another time. They've been here for billions of years. They'll be here for a few more. So we have two special guests. So, two of my favorite people who only come here when it's nice and sunny just walked in. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Patty Kovanek, otherwise known as Sister Mary Vodka.
And I'm Joe.
So we have a whole crowd. We're doing a radio show right now. I'm not officially open, but you guys can come in and look around. Patty here is a local author. Do you want to come in, bud? Do you want to be on the radio show? Okay. Do you want to say your name?
Jackson.
Jackson, where are you from?
California.
And what brings you to our lovely valley? Okay, well, come on in, and I won't harass you, but I might harass you, but not too much. And you have a snake on your, shirt. Is there any kind of rock you're looking for in particular, Joe? Or not Joe, I'm sorry. Jackson. Okay, well, I'll leave you alone. This is a touchy-feely kind of place, so if you want to touch the rocks, go ahead and help yourself. I have a free rock bowl that every kid gets at least one rock from me from the shop, if there's something in there. Okay. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Ian from California.
And what brings you here?
Vacation.
Nice. Yeah. Anything? What's your favorite part so far?
It's got to be the lake, how hot it is.
I know. Did you guys bring the seat with you?
We might have. Well, it's actually hotter here than it is in Southern California.
I know, it's been weird. So, Patty is a local author. And, Patty, you want to tell us what you've been up to?
I am writing the second book. And it's called G-Vite, Divine Invitations from God, and how people are searching today to find God in connection with the divine. And it's right in front of our faces in our everyday situation. It's up to us to RSVP. So watch the book.
All right. So do you have an estimated time of arrival?
In about 6 months, I'm hoping.
Well, that goes right along with what we were just talking about, because the energy of the full moon is an opportunity to heal our separation from spirit. And it was beautiful. And that Capricorn is like get her done kind of energy.
Well, good.
That book done. We need the divine invitation. We have to actually have it. We just have to recognize it.
Right.
And so you were just out traveling the world, weren't you?
Well, I was following you around. I was following you, and I went over to France and went over to Normandy Beach. Spent a week over there, Normandy Beach, Utah Beach, the American Cemetery, the
Wow.
Cemetery. It's pretty moving.
You were on a veterans
mm-hmm.
tour.
Mm-hmm. So I have something to celebrate this 4th of July.
No kidding. Yay.
Yay.
Very cool. Joe, is there anything you want to add?
I just
threw the bags. Okay, and we got Joe here who carries the bags for Sister Mary Vodka. Well, I'll be in and out, okay, today?
Okay.
I'm actually going to set up a little sale stand out there. Oh, I forgot. We're going to have a little sale here at Rocks and Things. Okay, now I'll be here. So we're going to have a little sale here at Rocks and Things. In order to make room for all the new stuff, we got rid of some stuff that hasn't been moving, and we're going to put it on sale. And because this is Independence Day, we're freeing ourselves from any attachments. okay, what else? Anything else you guys want to talk about? Okay. Well, I think if I knew a rain dance, I'd be doing a rain dance right now. I'm trying to be okay with what is, favor. I'm trying to store. You know, here in Montana, I don't know if you know, Jackson, it gets cold here. Have you been here before? Okay. Do you have family here? Who's your family? You don't have to tell me. Bye. Love you. Bye. So you've been here in the winter then? Oh, sweet. You know what? I opened this store in November of 2007. That's pretty cool. So, you know, when it's really hot here, I try to store all that sunshine right here. So when we go 90 days without a full day of sun, I try to pull it out. Are you from here then? But did you live here too?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome back. Do you like California?
Yeah. Everything has its spot.
Yeah.
It's great.
Do you miss here?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this place just gets in your heart and it just keeps calling you back. I know I grew up here and I tried to run away through most of my 20s and finally decided this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to go because I have a customer to take care of. So you guys, everybody out there, have a happy and safe 4th of July. Stay cool in the physical and metaphorical term. And just think about all that we have to be grateful for in this great country.